Welcome to the Rock Life Podcast. We have a live recording, our 100th episode. We are here live on a Sunday afternoon. Pastor Dan, you just got off the pulpit.
I sure did. I got a throat lozenge in my mouth, okay. And I've got tea that's so hot that it burned my tongue, so I'm going to try and drink that later, but yeah.
Give us some insight. What does it? Obviously, you've just ministered all weekend. You really just came off of the pulpit. We were ministering. We had a different kind of Sunday. We had some opportunity for altar time at ministry. After service, we prayed for the baptism of the Holy Spirit for folks. And then you went from that to just coming outside. What does that feel like on a Sunday afternoon?
Feels like I need a nap.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's nap time. So anybody, if you're interested in Rock Life Podcast that watches me sleep, no, I'm kidding. They have channels like that online, don't they? Like I feel like
there's YouTube channels. I saw one. There was like, it was a guy making coffee and petting his dog.
Wow.
And that was the YouTube channel. No,
yeah, they used to call that ASMR or something like
that.
Yeah,
they have different things. I'm not a...
Yeah, like I went to Pastor Deborah's house the other day, and she had doggy television on for her dog.
Oh, wow.
And I was surprised.
Like, that's a thing.
But it was like just a puppy asleep.
Yeah.
And like the little like tinkly music playing like...
I've been watching on YouTube. I just put on like a brown noise that like is basically background noise so I can work and helps me to... It's called brown. There's white noise, brown noise, and again, I chose the brown noise.
Let's not get racial here. This is not what we're here for.
No, I don't know how they classify it as brown noise. You got to listen to white noise. I listen to brown. No, just kidding.
Oh my gosh, I said not to.
Oh, sorry. Did we cut that? I was kidding. No, I don't know what. I think it's like the frequencies.
Yeah, it's got right? something
so
to do with that.
Whether it's background or whatever, but it sounds like an airplane. That's what it's. But I don't know if I focus on the airplane or not. I don't know.
Yeah, we used to have to do that.
I think he's a little ADHD.
That's what it's for. I Googled, what kind of noise helps with ADHD? Brown noise.
Brown
okay,
noise.
There you go.
All right. Good to know.
But anyways.
So all of you out there that need that.
Yeah. And again, there's different kinds of noises. But I guess you probably be careful what you look up.
Yeah, anyways. No, because you don't want the wrong type of noise keeping you up.
Yeah. Right? I wonder if it affects your drink. Anyways, that's the ADHD. We're here live. Back to our episode. We want to thank you all for 100 weeks. I think that's like a pat on the back to our team and those who have come.
I know. Shout out to Ian.
And really to all
the
people behind the cameras.
Shout out to.
Can I shout out you two?
Yeah, it's been fun.
Because you two have been really hard at work at this.
We've done the bulk of the work. Yeah. But there's been Pastor Brian, Pastor Jessica, Pastor Teresa,
Powell.
Pastor Powell.
It's
a lot of guys.
Fun.
Aaron was on one of the podcasts.
Of our guest speakers.
No, it's cool. You know, as we schedule it, obviously everyone has vacations and time over the past couple of years that we've been away. But it's been fun making sure that it happens. And I think one of the key things for us has been the consistency and trying to make sure. Because then the viewers or the listeners, they know it's going to be on. And that was one of the things that was important to us, that they could they could rely on it being on. And so that's why we do it. We get great feedback.
100 episodes. You know, in this time, Ethan, who is a part of the team, was here and then gone to school and then back. And so, like, kind of neat to see.
And now he's a graduate. Come on, give it up for Ethan.
Give it up for Ethan, man. He's graduating. Now he's here on team again. And so, you know, that's longevity. It just shows things can come and go and take place. And so just kind of neat to see where that's gone and all the different discussions and things that we've done as well to make this happen.
So some of the feedback, people like kind of our casual banter that we have at the beginning. And one of the some of the feedback is that it gives a different side, right? Obviously, when you see a pastor or minister that you're used to seeing, you see him from the pulpit, maybe at the doors. But then when, you know, they get some of our quirkiness behind the camera, right, and some of, you know, our personality. Because guess what? You have a personality, Pastor Dan, right?
It happens, yeah.
You guys have people are real people, and so it's fun for people to see that, especially people who are part of our church. And that was one of the things. It's called the Rock Life Podcast, and we're always blessed with when other people maybe from other ministries or churches hear it. But for our people, we wanted them to have some insights. There's been different iterations, right? We did like the sermon rewind. We would do our episodes
just
about that.
Because it's the 100th episode, can we get
a sermon rewind as we rewind? We would talk about specifically, hey, last week we talked about this. How do we now do that? How do we implement it? And there was some iterations of that where we would just kind of stick to that. And we got some feedback that people did like that, but then they also like just hearing some of the practical things that are on relevant topics or things that are going on, or as we've talked about fasting or parenting or marriage. Those have been really, really fun. I mean, it's always fun kind of talking about that. And in regards to our episode today, are we starting the time? Because we also have La Roca going to be coming in here starting shortly. And so we don't want to keep everybody too long. But one of the things we talked about kind of in the name of our 100th episode is just consistency and finding consistency in our own life, right? In the same way, while we've worked at being consistent, putting out a podcast, I know if you're like, hey, how do I get consistent in my life in anything, whether it's habits or church or diet or whatever, what have been some things that you have noticed that have helped you in your lives to be consistent, whether, again, it's in any aspect?
Well, I could go.
You want to go?
Yeah.
Go.
So consistency is hard, I think, for everyone. Because you can start something out, you know, you start a diet out, you start, this year I'm going to work out. You know, my son just went to, he's always goes to the gym every day. But he said, okay, all those new timers are done. I have no people waiting for me anymore on the workout stations, because people about go 2 weeks and then they're kind of over it. You know, you try to do something and you're like motivated in the beginning, but it's when it gets hard and you stick with it that consistency, you're going to see an end result. And so I think being consistent with the podcast, because you guys have had so many reasons to not do it. I mean, there's always a meeting. There's always some crisis. There's always something happening around here. But yet you guys have made time. There have been days Dan is running out of the house, like throwing something on, like, oh, I got to get to the podcast.
If you ever wonder why my outfit is busted on the podcast. Apparently we had a crisis in that morning.
Yeah, we're like, who's getting this kid? Don't forget this one. What are we doing? And so, you know, and you guys have stayed consistent in it, but it's not been an easy thing. And I think that's the same with our Bible reading. I think that's the same with our relationship with Jesus, because sometimes he's not sitting right next to me like I can actually touch him like I do Dan. Sometimes it's easy to ignore God. But I think in our consistency with knowing that, like, I'm going to make myself every day pause for a second and be with God and to step into his presence, that is a consistent walk that I believe that us as the body of Christ needs to learn to get past the uncomfortable, learn to get past the hard, learn to get past the things that we don't want to do. You know, I've always been on this like journey of weight loss, like my whole life. And I consistently work out 4 to 5 times a week. And Pastor Nicole did just have me and Pastor Melissa do a workout. And she's not my friend anymore. And
she's been using Nicole's name as a curse around the house a couple times.
That girl, her weights class is evil. But I wanted to give up. And I turned to Pastor Melissa. Okay, you want to hear a funny story? I turned to her in the middle of class. And I'm like, hey, listen, she's on the ground and I'm on the ground. I'm like, let's just give up. Let's just get fat. It's so much easier. And she goes, we can't do that. And sometimes you just need somebody else in the middle of hard things to help you stay consistent. So like when you're weak, somebody else is going to go, hey, come on, you can do it. We're going to keep going. And I think that's the beauty of church. That's the beauty of community, a Christian community. That's the beauty. I see it around the tables at Women Rock AM. I see it in our staff where we're like, I'm weak. And then somebody else isn't weak at the time. And they're like, no, come on, come on. No, give it. Stop it. Knock it off. We need each other for that. And I think that's a key to consistency, that when things get hard, that you have somebody else in the fight with you to say, keep going. And so I would ask you, like, if you find yourself in isolation, you're not going to live a really good, consistent life. Because who is there cheering you on when things get hard, or when you stop reading your Bible, or when you fall out of faith, because things are not the way they were supposed to go. Yeah. And I promise you, it's going to happen. And so that's where we need a faith-filled friend, like you've been talking about all year, to come alongside of us and to fill us, to help us stay consistent. And so ministry needs consistency, but we couldn't do without each other. Right?
Well, I want to just say thank you, Pastor Antonio, because we would not have this podcast if you weren't pushing for it. And I would not be consistently on the podcast if you weren't pushing me. And so can we give it up for Pastor Antonio? I mean, this guy has really championed this thing. Him and the video department, Ian and Ethan and Aaron and the team that's behind the scenes have really helped to make this happen. Even my assistant who's put this on my calendar.
Don't forget, Pastor Dan
wanted to do a podcast and therefore we had 100 episodes. It's a whole group of people that came together. And I think that sometimes when we look at our lives, we say, well, why am I not consistent in my faith or my health or, you know, my parenting or any of the areas, even finances? Yeah. Could it be that we've lost the power of someone else in our life that helps us to be consistent?
And that's the world we live in. Like 2020 told everybody, stay away from each other. Don't. I mean, I remember seeing the commercials, you know, like, you're going to kill your neighbor if you, like, they were real commercials. I was, yeah. And I kept thinking, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus.
Everybody
is so
was concerned
demonic.
I'm going to kill someone's grandma if I go outside, you know, it was like.
And I think it births something in humanity that they can do life without each other. In fact, I think there was some study that we had gone through this last year about people are more worried about their animals than they are humanity and, like, the care of humanity, which is very sad. And yet I think God, that's why God says, don't forsake the assembling of brothers, right? Like, he tells us to get into the house of God and to be with each other. And so that consistency with each other, which we have, but not everybody has. Go find a local church if you're listening to this. Go get into a small group. Go put yourself, and it might be uncomfortable at first, but keep pushing, keep going, because you'll eventually find someone that you can go, hey, you know, how did you learn to do that? I like that about your life. And then maybe they can pour into your life and you can learn how to be a better wife or a better husband or a better parent.
Absolutely. And I would encourage those of you that are online that maybe you call the Rock your church and yet you're content to watch online, but you could be here. You know, now obviously there's people that are homebound and we love each and every one of you that can't make it. Just know that you're in our hearts, you're in our prayers. And we understand, you know, sometimes age, I can't drive anymore. We've heard that from people because of age and things like that. And so you're no less part of this family. But if you can be here, my goodness, get here, because there is a power in the other that helps us to stay consistent in the things of God and that prompts us and pushes us into areas that maybe are uncomfortable, maybe we don't like. But I'll tell you, when you know, like you talk about working out, when you see definition in your muscle tone and when you're able to achieve goals and that sort of a thing, and when other people start noticing. And that's not just for health. That's for your spiritual walk. There's times where people are like, man, you know, you're killing it. I can see the growth. I can see what's going on in your life. Yeah. That's something that we enjoy, and it's a blessing that other people are witness to those things. And that doesn't happen in isolation. It happens when you start to get around other people that push you to be better, and that helps us to be consistent.
Well, I think, you know, thank you guys for the shout out. I think one of the reasons why we've really pushed to continue to do it is because I know I've been blessed and ministered to not only just by the teaching, but also by podcasts. Podcasts can be resources that encourage me. Yeah. And so I know it's like, hey, we have something that is really unique taking place at our church. And I know that our people are listening and watching other resources. Like, let's give them a place, a spot, because they do have the questions. They, you know, they don't get to sit across the table from Pastor Dan, Pastor Jess, or any one person. Not that it's ever been about one pastor. But there is an intimacy that gets to take place, and it helps to connect the dots, right? So when you see, you know, again, from the perspective, if someone just comes and sits in the far back of the sanctuary, they only know whoever's ministering as like this little person in the front and maybe a handshake. But when they kind of come into the table, and that's what this camera gets to do, it helps to encourage them. So when I've been encouraged by a podcast or just other supplemental stuff that gets into my spirit, I know that helps push me to like, hey, I know that we can have these conversations and I know people can be blessed. And it is, and I think Pastor Jesse touched on this, you know, it can be easier to push through when people at the door are saying, hey, great job on the podcast. But then there are weeks or times when you look at the views or the listens and like, oh, maybe people aren't watching. Is this affecting? And it can kind of get to your head, but you have to go back to what you know the Lord has asked us to do. So we do know routines in our life that God wants us to be healthy, that we do need to get into God's house. So there is, it's one thing to be consistent when there's the cheerleaders, but what do we do when we don't have those? And I think you guys are recommending some of those solutions. Get around people that will be those cheerleaders, that will help us to push through those times. And those are where we'll really sense a lot more breakthrough that help us get through, because we've exercised that muscle, right, of, hey, whether or not it's for pats on the back or accolades, I'm going to be consistent because I know there's going to be good fruit here. And that's what we do with the podcast, and that's what we do in our spiritual lives, actually physical, spiritual, whatever, mental life. So that's always fun. Any other thoughts specifically on overcoming challenges with being consistent? What maybe keeps you?
For me, I've been doing intercessory prayer over my life. So, you know, in a way that, like, you might not want to follow through with something or you get depressed. I know a lot of people get depressed and then it changes their whole day and then they opt out of going to somebody's house for dinner, or they opt out of even coming to church, or they just opt out of life. And that is a demonic oppression that is an assignment to come take us out. And I don't know if people talk about this enough, but we have to fight the good fight of faith. And so it's in prayer that you have to recognize, like, wait a second, what's going on here? And begin to pray against it. So, like, I'll get up in the morning and I'm like, in the name of Jesus, every demonic spirit that's trying to come and wipe me out today, you don't have power over me. I break the assignment that Satan has tried to take me out in, and that my thoughts are going to be God's thoughts. They're not going to be my thoughts. I had evil thoughts coming in my head today just about how I'm not good enough, and how, believe me, he will do it to you all the time. He's not a respecter of persons. He's mean all the way around. He's a liar. And I literally said, oh, that's not my thought. And that's not God's thought. So I see what you're doing, Satan. So in the name of Jesus, you are not allowed to come near me, come near my husband when he's preaching. I prayed over every minister in this church today that was pronouncing the gospel. I prayed over every member of our services. And I asked for clarity of mind. And I've just been doing this intercessory prayer and asking the Lord to show me how to pray differently. Because how do we overcome not being consistent? Satan would love to get us not consistent. He would love to get us out of a consistent pattern of walking rightly and right-sided with God, because that's his plan, is to get us off course. But it's through our prayer and through the power of prayer that we break that, and that dunamite power, like Dan talked about today, Pastor Dan, with that. And then I begin to pray in the Spirit, and I pray in the Spirit, and I build up my inner man. And so I would encourage all the Christians out there listening right now, it's a good fight of faith. Yeah. And in order to stay consistent, your prayer walk isn't just, Lord, help me, but it's you taking authority over Satan and what he's trying to throw at you. Because it's going to be thoughts. It's going to be fiery darts. It's going to be maybe your body doesn't feel good, and you begin to, my joints have been sticking. And I'm like, no, in the name of Jesus, you are not going to stick. Arthritis is not allowed because, oh, it runs in my family. Well, it doesn't run in my family anymore. In Jesus' name, I break that curse. Yeah. It is not happening. And I just think that we as Christians need to start waking up a little bit more. We've kind of put up with too much. Yep. And then we go, well, we're just not consistent. Well, we're not consistent because we're not fighting. We're not fighting. We have the ability to be consistent with the power of God. But we have to press in, and we have to break the enemy's plans over our lives, over our children, over our homes, over our finances, over our church, over our ministries, whatever, over your workplace. You walk into work, you dread going to work. Well, guess what? You can change the environment. You're the Spirit of God walking on that campus. Yeah. So begin to start praying over it. Get some oil when nobody's there. Start anointing the doors and start praying out the demonic things. Guys, we've got to become radical, because these are radical end times.
Yeah.
And Satan is radically coming after us to not be consistent and faithful in the things of God and to be who we've been called to be. But God is asking us to go the extra mile.
Very good. Wow. Yeah. Amazing.
We don't get claps in the studio. So
no, you don't.
Cool.
I mean, this is quite a different experience on the 100th. Maybe we should do this more.
Yeah, no, maybe. Nah.
You know, I was just thinking about oftentimes what prompts change is pain. Some sort of a pain, whether it's a mental pain that says, I don't like this, whether it's a physical pain that says, if I don't stop or start something, it's going to get worse. You know, many times we're not going to change just because it's the right thing to do. We're prompted by some sort of a pressure point in our life. And I think that's where consistency, if we can see the goal, number one, but also the other side, of the negative side too, if we keep those things in front of us. And I oftentimes think about how the children of Israel, as you read the Bible, many times God would put before them the two sides of that same coin, right? Yeah. Here's the blessing, here's the curse. Mm-hmm. Here's the benefit, here's the consequence, right? If you do these things, you'll live. If you don't do these things, you'll die. Right. I mean, it was sometimes that severe. Yeah. But also, I think in our lives when we see things like, hey, if I don't make a change, you know, many times I find people, they wait to make the change too late. You know, for instance, I can't tell you how many people have come to me and said, Pastor, my marriage is falling apart. And I don't know what to do. And I talk to them, and they say, you know, I say, well, what's going on and what's happening? And as I investigate, I find out that consistently they were doing the wrong thing. Yeah. And then they try and throw in the good things right at the end. like, hey, I'm forgiving, or I'm loving, I'm kind, and it's like too little, too late. You're a dollar short and a day late, bruh. Yeah. You know, like, you need to get a hold of that earlier. Yeah. And that's where I think my encouragement is like Pastor Jess was saying, in your prayer time, in your community, getting into the house of God. You know, there are things that we need to do consistently. I was reading the commentary in the 1 year Bible that I'm reading right now, talking about the book of Judges. And it was interesting how it noted that in the book of Judges, one of the things that you don't see is you don't see the people celebrating the feasts. You don't see the morning and the evening sacrifice. You don't see the Sabbath rests. You see their disobedience. Could it be that the little things that we're supposed to be consistent in build up into the big things of staying away from those pain points in our lives? Right? Sometimes you say, well, all you want to do is tell us to read our Bibles and pray, and that doesn't help me. Well, could it be because you're not consistent over time? Why? Because you waited until your life was falling apart to read your Bible and pray, and you're going, well, this isn't working. It's not, I prayed and nothing happened. Well, could it be that you prayed one time and you didn't pray consistently?
Well, I like the idea that consistency works both ways. Yeah. We think of consistency as on the affirmative, but on the negative side, you've been consistently choosing poorly. You've been consistently making bad decisions, doing bad habits, and then you're like, oh, how do we break that? Like, oh, you've been consistent the other way. Now it's like slamming the brakes on a big diesel truck. It takes some time oftentimes. I love that thought, you know, to go on that. So if someone's hearing this today, they're here live, they're listening, watching, someone say, okay, I recognize that I need to make some changes. I need to start, but I also need to stop some things. And I need to start some things. What does that look like from a day one perspective? I understand praying and reading the Bible. Again, that can sometimes feel like a daunting thing, but there is day one of that, right? And so whether it's identifying what maybe those things were, and I hadn't even thought about that, but you're right. There was consistently the people of God were just removing the little things that seemed like, and we can do that. Oh, that's no big deal. Oh, I don't come to church as much. I don't do this as much. But as they culminate together, it has this big ricochet effect.
Well, you think about driving a car, right? If you don't consistently put gas, you're going to run out of gas. You won't be able to go any further. Let's say you put gas, but you don't change the oil on a consistent basis, right? Seems like a little thing. Well, I don't know, I got to change the oil, right? But if you don't do it, eventually your engine's going to lock up. Yeah. You're going to run out of oil, and it will seize and will stop working. Little things. Yep. You know, if you don't get your maintenance and get it tuned every now and then, it's going to add up to the big thing of that your car is going to break down. And it's not that you wait till you have a breakdown to do your scheduled maintenance, right? And so day one, my encouragement, it starts always with desire. What's the picture that God gives from his word? What is it that you're believing God for? What is that heart's desire that says, I want to be this, right? I want to be that man of God, that woman of God, that husband, that wife. I want to be that parent. I want to be that business person. I want to be, you know, a witness for Jesus, whatever it is, you know. Starts with a desire. Then it comes to a decision. Joshua said, choose this day whom you'll serve, whether the gods of your fathers on the other side of the river or the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, right? But choose life. You have to make a decision. Then you have to start to do some things, right? You have to get going on it. There has to be determination that you are determined and says, I'm going to keep doing this consistently over time. Because like we said, consistent actions produce consistent results. If you consistently sow bad seed, you're going to get the fruit of that bad seed. But then when you start to sow good seed, if it's day one and you start to sow good seed, don't expect the harvest right away. It has to be consistent sowing over time because there's seed, time, and harvest, right? Yeah. Seed, time, which we don't like, but then the harvest comes, right? Yeah. I think you go to the gym on day one, you're not going to see big muscles or a thin waist or any of that stuff. It takes time for that stuff to happen. You know, if you're lowering your cholesterol or you're, you know, trying to get your blood pressure down or, you know, different things like that. Day one of your exercise routine is not going to handle those issues. Day one of your diet is not going to handle those issues, right? It's consistency over time. And eventually you'll see it come down. But we're so
impatient.
So you're
saying I have to do Pastor Nicole's class again?
Oh, man. Maybe not Pastor Nicole's class, but something.
Well, you're innovating, Pastor Dan. So you said desire, decide, do, or have determination.
Determination.
So, I mean, you came up with another three-point message right there.
I did, you know. And
it happens all the time.
It's, you know, I could roll out of bed and have a three-point sermon about falling out of your bed.
I like that. Desire, determine, do. I'm sorry, desire, decide, and do. Yeah. And so that's really good. Any thoughts from you, Pastor Jess, as we kind of close?
That was so good. You know, I would just say to everyone out there, I just keep getting this picture of Moses being hidden by the rock. Mm. And just why did he have to be hidden? Because the power of God was so extreme and so supernatural in his life that God protected him in that, because the glory of God was surrounding him. And for us, we as believers need to seek the glory of God like that, so that God will come and surround us and cover us in our every single day. It, through the consistency, remember you're surrounded and you're protected in the cleft of the rock. Remember to seek the glory of God daily. And so if you're finding your day overwhelmed with defeat, maybe overwhelmed with discouragement, overwhelmed with, you know, chaos, confusion, I always tell my team, hold on, this is chaotic, this is confusing, this is wasting our time. That means there's demonic activity happening here. I don't want that in my world. I want the power of God surrounding me. I want to be covered by the cleft of the rock. I want to be in the glory of God's goodness in my life. And so I believe that we all have the ability to do that every single day when we are consistent in seeking for the glory of God to be prevalent in our lives. And so I would encourage you that to look for God in your everyday life. Look for him in the things that are hard. Look for him in the places that don't make sense. Look for God, and he will speak to your heart, and he will encourage you to keep going. He will give you maybe a new plan and a new purpose for what it is you're on that road to. Because I was thinking about seed time and harvest. I was thinking about Ruth. You know, we just got through that series. I mean, that woman had no idea what was going to happen. And yet here she's in the field just wanting to provide for her mother-in-law. And yet God had a humongous plan. Did Ruth have any idea that some man named Boaz was going to come and save her day? Her kinsman redeemer was coming. No, you don't know in the middle of the hardship what's coming. But I want to encourage you to keep going and look for the glory of God in the middle of the hardship, because he's there. And that's where most of the work happens. So when the harvest comes, it's almost like, wow, oh yeah, I have an expectation of this because I have done my part. Now I know God's going to come do his part. So stay consistent. Stay consistent this year in working with God in your life. Stay consistent on seeking his face. Stay consistent on doing and doing the things that are being taught from the pulpits, and change your atmosphere. Find good friends. Go, if you've become a hermit at home, I'm calling you out of your home. It's time to go and find some friends. It's time to go and put yourself out there again. And it may be uncomfortable at first, but honestly, we need each other. So.
No, that's so good. Well, yeah, amen. As we
want to know something, though.
Yeah.
Why do they clap for her and not me?
No, you got claps.
Did I get claps? Okay, yeah, I just want to make sure. I was getting a little.
Well, add them in. Hey, let's please add in the claps.
No, don't do it. Don't do it. Clap check later. Filmed in front of a live studio audience.
As we close, guys, again, I just want to thank you guys for allowing us to do this, investing the resource and time and the staff that it takes to do it, and allowing me to be a part of it as well. And so, again, we're looking forward to more episodes. We love the feedback that we get, that it blesses you guys. Help us share the word. We're going to kind of come out with a new look and put out some more resource for people to be blessed by it in our conversations. But, again, we love you guys. God bless you. Actually, maybe do we have time for one or two questions? I know.
Anybody got questions?
If there are any questions, now we'll just cut this part out of the podcast if there's. Yeah. All right, that's all good.
She has a question.
She has a question. Yeah. All right.
Pastor Jess, you talked about having friends that will, you know, bring you closer to God, godly friends. What advice would you give to the people of how to pray and ask for that, other than, you know, going out and becoming available? Because, you know, for somebody that maybe didn't grow up thinking that friends was okay to have, they might not know how to start that. Mm. How would you, what recommendation would you give for them to actually start that conversation, and what to ask for to God, the Holy Spirit, to reveal to them?
Right.
I've been grateful to, and I only know that because I've been there. I was taught, you know, friends is not a thing, you know, and I actually found some godly friends here, you know, at the church, and God has blessed me with some godly friends. Right. I'm sure maybe more to come in the future. But, you know, for somebody that may not know how to begin other than going out.
Good question.
Yes, definitely. I know that we're in a culture where your family is your friend, and so you don't need friends, but not everybody has that, and not everybody has family. And so I do believe that in the body of Christ, God calls us to be in the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is outside of what our natural realm is that we all live in. It's supernatural. And so you are now my sister in Christ. When you said yes to Jesus and I said yes to Jesus, guess what? We became family. And so, yes, you don't need outside ungodly friends. You need godly friends. You need a family of kingdom friends so that you can talk on a level of understanding about biblical things or prayer or those things. So I think we're talking about two separate things. I don't want just any friends in my life. I'm very picky about who I do pick into my life. In fact, I've had people come into my life and they don't want to be sold out for God. So they can't be close to me. And not because like I'm better than them. No, but because I just have a standard that I am like, I can't go there because I know that will pull me away from God and I cannot do that. And so I've committed my life to this and this is the level that I stay at and this is who I surround myself with. And so those things change throughout the time. And I've had a hard time as a woman, especially finding friends, because girls can be catty and mean, right? Like in the world. And I've had to pray and ask God, can you send me friends? And then I feel like, well, maybe I don't know how to be a friend. Like, I don't know what that means. Because with family, we're so real with each other. Like me and my sisters, we could say whatever. But then with friends, you're a little bit more on guard and you don't really know them or know the culture you're around. And so these can be all uncomfortable situations. But the reality is that as you get to know each other and as you begin to speak the word of God together or pray together, then it starts to become like family. I have a team around me that I just love them. They know how I can snap at them and come right back and apologize. They're fine. They can snap at me and come back and apologize. I'm like, it's fine. Not a big deal. And because we get each other, but that doesn't happen until you build a relationship. And it started for me very simply. Do you know what I asked? Lord, I need some friends. I need friends, God. So can you send me some friends? And then all of a sudden people were around me and he had to show me. He had to go, do you see them? Because I'm like, I don't have any friends, God. And he's like, do you see them? I'm literally putting them right in front of you. And I'm like, oh, I never saw them as a friend. Forgive me, God. You know, because I think Satan wants to get you so isolated in your mind that you don't have anyone, but you actually do have people. There's actually, we are all, look around. These are all your brothers and sisters in Christ. And I think that we need to see each other that way instead of seeing each other the way the world wants us to see each other. We are the body of Christ. We are family. We are each other's friends. And God is your friend. So let me just say that side of friendship. God is our friend. And I had not really recognized that until we said yes to this job and I lost every single person in my life, including family. And I went, I'm all alone in this world. And the Lord was walking me through a journey of learning how to be his friend. Because we used to sing that song, I Am a Friend of God. Do you remember that song? I hated it. I would be Pastor Jess on the front row like, I hate this song. It's so stupid. And I knew it was biblical, but I didn't ever feel it. I didn't feel like I had friends. And I didn't know what that was like to go out with a group of girls or do all of that. I didn't have that. And so the Lord had to show me, no, I'm going to show you what the intimacy of a friendship is. And I walked through this journey with God and he became my best friend in that season. And then he showed me what he gave me in Dan, and which I had been missing. I had went back to my husband. And I'm like, I'm so sorry. I think I've ignored you all these years, you know. And I mean, the Lord just showed his goodness to me. And if he can do it for me, he will do it for you. He has friends that you can go to lunch with and friends you can pray with. But then most importantly, God is your closest friend. He's your closest ally. He's the most intimate person that you can press into, and he will always be there. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. And so start with a simple prayer, Lord, bring me some friends. And he will answer that. He will answer you simply.
Very good. We can clap for that one. That was good. Yeah. They're afraid to clap now because they're like, yeah, it's for Pastor Jess again.
Well, I know La Roca is getting started if they haven't already. And so we are just so grateful. That's our Spanish-speaking service. If you didn't know, we have a Spanish-speaking service. Here, La Roca, Iglesia La Roca.
It's a big one.
Yeah. Come on out. We love you guys. Thank you, Pastors Dan and Jess.
Grateful.
Until next
Thank
time, Rock
Pastor.
Life Podcast, like, comment, share, subscribe.
101 is coming your way soon.
That's right. Love you guys. Talk to you later.